is this is the discussion for limiting the number of speaker times, correct?
Removing the limit.
Yeah, removing the limit.
Got it.
Right? Okay. Then I yield.
Was that important? Are we supposed to be moving through the speaker's list on the discussion on the amendments?
We're going through amendments, and then we'll go through the vote for suspending the speaker.
That's what Senator Young asked for.
So right now we're discussing the amendment.
We're going through the speaker.
No, we're the off branch. Can you call the speaker list?
No.
Do we not start a new speaker list when there is a motion created?
Yes.
Right.
Is this open discussion?
So we're not supposed
are you supposed to
be going through the list.
Be going through the list right now.
Correct.
So we should, all those people
should be
spoken since he proposed that motion are not actually done speaking.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So she should.
Okay, let's bring it back in and we will put this to a vote. All those in favor of getting rid of the speaking privileges, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay. Nay.
Okay. All those in favor of getting rid of speaking privileges?
Point of order.
Division.
Yeah. We got a roll call vote. If it wasn't clear.
Also, is it privileges or the speaking limit?
Speaking limit.
Yeah.
No, it's
not.
No,
I'm going to take over. Okay, all those in favor of limiting the speaking limit, say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
Nay.
Yeah. All those opposed say nay.
Nay.
Nay. I'm not sure what I'm putting on.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Point of order.
Division.
That's what it is.
So then we move to a roll call vote. That's my job. Hi. I'm going over here typing. Okay. Let me pull up our attendance sheet.
Okay, so all those in favor of limiting the speaking,
suspending the limit.
Okay, point of information. Okay, so right now, everyone can only speak 3 times. That's what the X's are right there. You probably see them. If you have 2 X's, that means you can't talk anymore on the topic. This gets rid of those, so you can speak however many times you want. So that's what this does.
For this discussion.
And so the reason this is on the floor is because we have 2 more sections to amend and a constitutional amendment.
Yep.
Which we don't have to get through tonight. We can choose to table it. So, heads up.
But we have to finish this, so let's do that. So,
division call, roll call vote. So you will either say yay, you're in favor of suspending speaking limits, or nay, you're against, or abstain, if you don't know. But nay is no, I don't want to suspend it, or yay, yes, you do want to suspend it. Got it? Perfect. Okay, Senator Ellison.
Nay.
Senator Shaw.
Nay.
Senator Sullivan.
Yay.
Senator Jorgensen.
Nay.
Senator Snowden.
Yay.
Senator Warner. Senator Zara.
Nay.
Senator Hayden.
Nay.
Suspended. We'll go back to the discussion.
The rules are not suspended.
So the motion fails.
Senator King.
I move to table this discussion until the next meeting.
Somebody second.
All of the favor of giving this discussion for the team.
All the point of order. Discussion. You have to have discussion on the motion after the second.
Senator Eric.
I just have a question of clarification of tabling the entire discussion off. Regard to amendments, or specifically this section of the amendments with regard to the Inclusive Excellence Chair?
Specifically this discussion regards to the Inclusive Excellence Chair. I yield.
I yield.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of tabling this discussion, say yay.
Aye.
All those opposed.
Nay.
The motion passes.
Questions? Senator McDonald.
So basically, this is saying that the Diversity and Development Chair would change to Environmental Sustainability Chair, and D would be the added Inclusive Excellence Chair.
So the way that it works out, just like on a formatting level, that is what it does. But we're changing the name of the Diversity Development Chair to the Inclusive Excellence Chair,
yeah,
and adding an Environmental Sustainability Chair. But because E comes before I in the alphabet, that's where they go.
Gotcha. So is that saying both chairs would be kind of somewhat similar but different in a sense?
Are you referring to the Diversity and Inclusive Excellence?
Correct.
Yes. Brittany, Chair Johnson, is currently our Diversity Chair. However, if you look at the placard, it says Inclusive Excellence because we are planning on changing the language of it.
My position's kind of description is incredibly vague overall, and it's about promoting wellness on campus. And I mean, I personally plan on interpreting that also as environmental wellness. And so I'm wondering kind of how that would look. Would that be like an overlap between our two chairs? Or like what would be happening in that? Because I feel like the environmental sustainability is incredibly important. I mean, I was like rep last year. I feel like in some ways it's a little bit uber narrow. And I already have a lot of my plates.
Independent positions, and that you are the student's health and housing. And so that pertains to student wellness, whereas environmental sustainability is recognizing that we're living in an age which increasingly we need to take action to be better in this facet of our lives. And by dedicating a chair to that, it's no longer an added task on your plate. It is instead its own focal point. In the same way that I think that inclusive excellence needs a chair, and so does technology and public relations, I think that they're all equally.
I move to vote on having that the way it is.
There is second. The second goes to Charlotte Lynn, Senator Lynn.
The way it is, or the change?
The change.
Okay.
The way it's written up there.
Now we'll move to a vote by roll call.
Point of information. Voting on whether or not to bring it to a special referendum in the spring.
No, that's a second vote.
Okay.
Senator
Ellington.
Call the question.
Okay.
Sorry, someone's talking to me, so I didn't hear that.
Okay.
Aye.
Senator Shaw.
Aye.
Senator Sella.
Aye.
Senator Jorgensen.
Aye.
Senator Smirlo. Senator Zara.
Aye.
Senator Haney.
Aye.
Senator Johnson.
Aye.
Aye.
Senator Lynn?
Aye.
Okay. Senator Davis? All right. And with that, the ayes have it. We move on to the next one.
In my opinion, democracy is awesome, so let's do it. I yield. Yeah, I yield.
Senator Johnson?
I yield.
Any further discussion? All those in favor of voting for the special referendum, say aye. Raise your black. Agenda.
It's
the
bus
situation.
Committees?
Oh, sorry, committees, yeah. We're going to show you what committees you're on. We have a spreadsheet.
We have
a
spreadsheet.
You can write it down, whoever's in your committee, you know, just keep that to your.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all of this is also, they'll show you how to find our lovely student senate drive. If you ever need anything, you need to look there. If you want to see something,
just send out an email. Wrong committees. Which one's it in? Senate or Senate Cabinet?
Is it a Senate or Senate Cabinet?
Is it a Senate or Senate?
Okay.
Go to committees.
Oh, wait, what?
Committees.
I didn't see it.
Committee list.
Nice. I need to know these things.
So here are the committees. Technology has less, but technology chair Menke is okay with that. And then Senator Lim, since you weren't here last week, you'll just have to pick a committee, two committees to serve on.
You can see me after. Point of order, I guess. Speaker Ellison will be added to ethics and taken off the list.
Point of information, as I understand it, there's no limit to how many committees I can serve on.
I guess.
That's up to you.
Can I be taken off of student academic affairs and stay on inclusive excellence? I would like that.
Right. Point of information. Should I just do it right now?
Yeah. All right.
Also, I know that finance is still not finalized.
Raise your
black.
Oh,
I
was
just
here.
Okay.
Any discussion
on this?
Any discussion?
moving on. Moving on, we'll move on in the agenda. Next up, next order of business, the guest bus. Finance chair, Gupta, will talk about this.
Just to give everyone a little bit of background on what the situation is. So we have contracts. Everybody knows what Gus Bus is, right? Correct. We have contracts with Gus Bus that change every 2 years, in which they change the prices of the driver time and the dispatch time. And this year, these prices have been raised by about like $5.50 per hour, which increases the total expenditure by around $2,800 for the year. So we have been thinking of new solutions of like if we can change the timings, or reduce the timings, maybe like cut it on Wednesdays, or like just thinking a lot about it. I just wanted to bring it all out on the floor. These are the basic numbers of number of students traveling and number of buses that are actively going on days with dates and everything. So we can share this with the whole Senate and everybody can get a chance to look at it and see. Usually the patterns are Saturdays are the busiest. Wednesdays are sometimes busy, sometimes not that busy. So since this increase this year is like 2,800, all that we have seems like a pretty healthy budget. We can afford to do it this year. But I just wanted to bring this out to the Senate so that we can think of new solutions, since this happens every 2 years, to like what to do about it, and just like brainstorm and bring it back to the floor next week as to what solutions we can come up with regarding this situation. If I'm missing out on something, please add out Alex and Megan.
Is there a way that we can get the records of like where the Gus Bus is picking up and dropping off at? Because for constituencies who are under 21, the Gus Bus is going to go to the bars for us. And I'm just bringing that up to bring that to light, that I represent a constituency that is under 21. And so I'd like to represent what their interest would be best. Is there a way that we can get our hands on that? I yield.
Point of information, first and foremost, do we know the exact hours that the Gus Bus runs?
Yeah. Thanks for the question. On Wednesdays, we run from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. And on Fridays and Saturdays, we run from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m.
I mean, I think that's a pretty... I am in support. I mean, obviously, we'll have more discussion on this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in support of just keeping it the same. Obviously, constituencies and just people that are under 21... going until 2 a.m. doesn't quite affect them as much, but nonetheless, like, we have the Gus Bus for safety and just, like, of the health of our whole student body, so if we can't afford having it go until, like, 2 a.m., in the winter, kids are still going to stay out late, and it's going to be, like, snowing below freezing, and so if we cut down the Gus Bus hours, it can also kind of be kind of a health concern.
Yeah.
I yield my time.
Senator McDonald?
Kind of going on top of what the previous senator said, kind of, if you think about it, like, I feel like weather should also be a kind of a big factor, in a sense of, obviously, like, days like now and, like, probably, like, obviously in the past, it's a little hotter, and typically, like, yes, I understand, like, some rainy days, but generally it's hotter, so obviously, hey, you can walk, which is not a bad thing, but I feel like we should take it into consideration, just because, like, yes, during the snow times, like, obviously nobody wants to walk. It's super cold outside. But then also, like, when it's hot outside, like, obviously to cut down prices, but also, like, keep the Gus Bus running, I think it would be just a good idea just to think about, like, weather, kind of, like, just get weather averages and stuff like that, just to think about how we can better, like, suit that bill, in a sense. I yield.
Chairman Keith?
Just so we have a better idea, so you said $2,800 is the additional cost.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a figure of like what percent of an increase that is from how much we spend on it now?
So we total, in total, we spend around $35,000 per year. So a $2,800 would be like,
Eight percent? Okay. I yield.
That's just a very approximate number.
And very young.
I was just curious what the contingency was right now in the budget.
So we currently have $291,000 in our budget, out of which $260,000 approximately have already been allocated to organizations. So we have a budget of $30,000 that we have not allocated to.
And then, otherwise, I would say that I would say I'm generally in favor of maintaining the current hours, although I think, to the previous speaker's point, there could be, I could see considerations for perhaps September and April and May having more reduced hours, but also wouldn't want to make it too complicated for students to know when the guest bus is operating, this, and also sort of also maybe creating awareness with new students. Students will know about it. That's not a good idea. But there, I could see potential confusion about when the guest bus starts with limiting the monthly times. But if we did need to cut back, I think those 2 months would be a time when it's not at a significant risk to student safety, limiting the hours. I yield.
So Suyash, Megan, and I have been talking about this for a few weeks now. We've heard all of these ideas before, and we've talked over them, so I would suggest that the three of us at our next weekly meeting come up with three or four options that we can decide for the guest bus situation about routes forward, and then from there we can vote on them next week, because we've been here for long enough, and I think we can go.
I think it's very much in line with the previous years. I wouldn't say it's excessively big or excessively small.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, I just want to add, like, we were talking about months and winters and the summers. The pattern is usually more students use it in the summer because that's when more students like to go out. So that was something that was surprising to me, because I also expected that winter we needed more, but like summers we needed more because like more students are going out. So if we cut down timings in the summer, it's like we'd be pissing off more people. So I encourage everyone to take a look at the spreadsheet. Wouldn't take long. You like, once you see the numbers, you'll figure out the patterns and just brainstorm what can happen. Alex presented a good point. Like, we have been talking about it a lot and thinking about solutions, but it never hurts to get another point of view, and that would be great. I yield.
You were next on the speaker's list. Did you still want to make your point? You raised your plaque. Are you?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm
okay.
Thank you. I yield.
Do you have one? Carl, he's out.
This is just a reminder that we're at the moment, I think, with previous speakers and chairs have mentioned, is a good idea. We come back to this next week and let the people who kind of know what's happening have the most information kind of come with ideas. And I think your senator should move to suspend this discussion. I yield.
I motion to suspend the debate until next week.
Second.
All in favor of suspending this discussion until next week, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Motion passes. Next on our agenda, announcements. Okay. I'm going to start.
So it's the last
person. Yeah. I have a couple announcements to start. Starting October 14th, we will be in Beck 111. So we're going to have a bigger space. October 14th. And also on that day, the dean's the provost office will be joining us, and they just want to introduce themselves and not seem so scary in front of all of you.
To bounce off of that. So we have two new deans.
one for arts and humanities, and then another one for education and STEM. So we really recommend that you come with questions or comments or like concerns that you have for these deans, because they are the ones that make up a lot of the curriculum at this stage.
Mondays from now. So next Monday we will be here. It is our first Sharp Senate Monday. That's when we will be taking our group photo. For those of you that don't know what Sharp Senate Mondays are, you just dress up something business casual, whatever is professional to you, whatever makes you feel snazzy or sharp. Take that definition and then wear it next Monday. Super highly, highly encouraged. We're not forcing you to do anything, but super, super highly encouraged. Specifically for this Monday, because we will be taking the photo. Awesome. Text your Mikey.
Cool. Quick reminder, if you have not told your constituencies to sign up for Duo, please do that like soon after this meeting. We want to make sure that we have as many people on Duo before December 2nd as possible so that we do not have people who cannot get into their accounts because they've not chosen to do Duo. So we represent all the students at Gustavus. If you just do your part, send a quick email, or if you're sending an email, just add it in there. Just do it. So, cool. Thanks. I yield.
Speaker Ellickson.
Next Wednesday, October 9th, DLC is putting on a fall carnival from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. at Ekman Mall. It's going to be foods and cooking some food, play some games, and learn all about the DLC orgs.
What's
the date?
Wednesday, October 9th, which is not this upcoming Wednesday, but the next one, at 5 p.m.
Senator Krumquist?
Yeah, question for about what that is,
because
it's not technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. That'd
be great.
Yep, you bet.
Cool. Almost
person, Jordan. Couple things. So, first, we saw the numerous beauties of amending things this evening. It would be helpful if next time, because I think these are in the Senate Drive, I will double check if they're in the Senate Drive in the Ombudsperson Committee folder. Look at them, come with ideas. That way we're not kind of collaborating for a while. And then also, as you're sending out a thing about Duo, you can also send out a thing about, hey, I'm your representative. Talk to me. And you can do that through the list of email aliases for halls and such that I put in the folder. It should be in the shared drive. Mm-hmm. In the shared drive. Use those.
Are those in your office person folder?
I think those are in the
So we highly encourage that you use those and like send your email as soon as possible.
Yeah, I just have a great information. So I did that this weekend, and I think you'll get cleared by your AC. Like, I think they go over it, because I set mine on like Sunday, and I think go up till this morning, so just letting you guys know, like, it's better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sure, Carl, do you have
it? Just a quick blurb. Now that committees are more so finalized, if you're in health and housing, if you're looking for a Google poll in the send out, so we can figure out when we can meet locations to get things done. Thank you, I yield.
Okay, so I have a couple here. So first, I need to see Senators Zahn and Haney to come sign up for tabling times with me. So please see me after the meeting. And then also, if some of you have signed up for one tabling spot, you need to do two. If you have a conflict, come talk to me. But then otherwise, don't forget to sign up for that second spot to get all of our tablings filled. And also, don't forget to email your constituents to give them a heads up about when you're going to be tabling. Encourage them to come see you or talk to you and introduce yourself. Please on those emails, so I can put a little check mark under how you email your constituents, it'll say yes. It's great. Also, we're going to introduce faculty reports. So faculty reports is something we do each semester to garner faculty input to, like, how do they perceive Senate? What do they think Senate's doing? Do they have any ideas of how Senate can better connect with faculty, administration, and the students overall? So I'll be sending those out this year. We're doing them electronically. They used to be on paper. Those did nothing. So now we're going to do them electronically. And work with your committees to get some of that feedback to them to start some initiatives. I'm going to require that those be in by November 4th. That gives you a nice hot month to do them. I'll be sending those out once I get them cleared for co-presidents, so look out for that. I'm also working on an alias, but it's really being really difficult right now. So after I go see GTS, I'll have an alias to use. But yeah, so please look out for those. I'll send out multiple emails. You'll get tons of reminders. I think that's it. Yeah.
Chair Gupta?
The Res Life staff of IC and Southwest are doing an event on Tuesday at 7 p.m. where we're trying to make some compost bins for residents of IC and Southwest. So the representatives, please try to convey it to your residents if you can. Thank you.
Chair Carl, you got it?
Good point. Also, if anyone wants, just like your compost bin, EAC has some. So people who are new here, just talk to me or other people we can put it together. One. Just think of compost bins. Or go to the event.
Any other announcements? And with that, I adjourn this meeting.
All right. Oh wait, it's a little time.